And hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. While things are never easy in royal circles, not even a birthday, did Meghan Markle try to upstage the birthday of a young Prince Louis? The Express reports that fans and supporters of Meghan and Prince Harry took to Twitter to protect the Sussexes from online attacks in the wake of the publication of a snap with her child. The timing of this picture's publication sparked criticism by some social media users who accused the Duchess of trying to overshadow Prince Louis's birthday. However, as her supporters noted, the photograph hasn't been planned by the Sussexes and was taken by a paparazzo with the Duke and Duchess left powerless over when or where it would be released. One wrote, "The sad part of Archie's paparazzi photo being online is Meghan will be accused of sending it out to coincide with Louis's birthday." Another said, "Press takes a picture days ago and releases it today. Meghan Markle and Archie receive a torrent of abuse." A third added, "Not royalists getting annoyed that Papa snapped a shot of Meghan and Archie walking down the street. They're so pathetic." Another pleaded not to bring hate upon Archie, saying, "All these royalists need to leave Archie alone. He is, after all, a child. Meghan is not trying to upstage Prince Louis." In another tweet, this royal fan added, "It's in different parts of the world. Why do you care so much?" Another added, "So Meghan shouldn't be out and about because a child in another continent is having a birthday picture plastered on a tabloid. I'm sorry, the world is ready to accommodate anyone who breathes. That includes Meghan and Archie. If they get more attention, take that up with the media." With the birthday came a few Prince Louis stories in the media. The Mirror shared that Prince Louis has a HRH title like his big brother and sister, but he wasn't meant to and can only call himself a prince because his great-granny intervened. When the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge welcomed their third child 3 years ago, they named him Louis Arthur Charles. Louis is a popular name in the royal family, and William and George have it as a middle name, in honor of Prince Charles' mentor, Lord Louis Mountbatten, who died in an IRA bombing in 1979. Charles is a nod to Little Louis's grandfather, the Prince of Wales, who said he was delighted to have another baby in the family when he was born. A statement from Charles and Camilla at the time said, "We are both so pleased at the news. It's a great joy to have another grandchild. The only trouble is I don't know how I'm going to keep up with them." Now, as for that title, back in 1917, King George set out new guidance on which royals were allowed to have titles and who was too far down the line of succession to qualify for one. He decided that all of the sovereign's children would automatically become a prince or princess, as well as any grandchildren born through the male line. However, great-grandchildren weren't included on this list. This caused a bit of an issue when Prince George was born, as despite being the future king, he shouldn't have had the title. The Queen stepped in and said that George would get a title and decided to extend the change to all of Kate and William's children. You may recall, Her Majesty did not make this change for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son, a point which came up during the Oprah interview. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince William is relieved the European Super League did not come to be. A tweet from the Kensington Royal account said, "I'm glad the united voice of football fans has been heard and listened to. It is now really important that we use this moment to secure the future health of the game at all levels. As president of the FA, I'm committed to playing my part in that work. Now, more than ever, we must protect the entire football community, from the top level to the grassroots, and the values of competition and fairness at its core." Meanwhile, Kate Middleton continued to be just wonderful. Hello Magazine reminded us just how wonderful Kate is, with the headline, "Kate Middleton always helps royal photographers get best family shots with the kids." Hello tells us of a new photo herself taken last year at her country home in Sandringham. The gorgeous shot, taken by photographer Matt Porteous, was perfect in every sense, featuring gorgeous natural light, the ideal subject, and a great colour harmony, making us wonder what goes on behind the scenes at a royal photo shoot. Matt told Hello, "Catherine's style very much suits the country setting we were in, and the light was perfect for a few minutes before the sun set behind the trees. Catherine has an incredible eye for style. She knows what will look best in these scenes, and which makes my life easy." Catherine, is also a great photographer herself, according to Matt. "Catherine is an amazing photographer. We both shared tips on location and talked about light, setting, and styles. Catherine has an amazing eye for photos, so will always point us in the right direction for light and backdrops. I'm always looking for the best light and will work with this in every scene." As for the gorgeous light in the latest picture, Matt says, "It was taken as the last sunlight was shining over the treetops. It allows photographers to make use of direct sunlight without the model squinting, also giving a beautiful warm tone to the photograph. Just wonderful." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.